Come on, man. I told you over and over again. Come on, Bedell. Get over there, will you?
Listen, I really think these people would reconsider pressing charges if I could have a 5 minutes alone with them.
You did. And you held them up.
Morning, Harris.
Hey, Woj.
Hiya.
Hi.
Morning.
Good morning.
A flower?
A carnation.
I don't think I ever saw a carnation in Nick's desk before.
Well, I didn't think he'd mind. I mean, he's on vacation.
Nah, he won't mind. He's the easiest going guy in the world.
Well, he won't know. Unless it gets spread around.
Right.
Hey, look, with my record, if I go in there with an armed robbery charge, I could get life as a habitual criminal.
Why'd you go out and commit armed robbery again?
Of course, that's what habitual criminal means.
I see. How about that?
What's the matter? It's only a carnation.
Well, it's just that I've never seen a carnation on Nick's desk before.
Morning, Harris.
Hey, Dietrich.
Hey, I got a right to a phone call, don't I?
Yeah. Here you go. Right there.
Thanks.
Hi, Sarge.
Oh, call me Roz. Oh, listen, everybody, call me Roz. I mean, I just want to establish a working relationship with you guys. I want you to be able to depend on me. And I want to be able to depend on you. I want you to be able to look at each other in the eye and say, you know, you can depend on Roz for damn near anything.
Listen, it takes a long time to establish the kind of rapport that's needed between people who work together in life and death situations.
Watch him.
Right. We live together.
Whatever it takes, Vern. I gotta get out of here. Don't give me that wait and see stuff, Vern. This is it. I go up now. I go up for good.
Yeah, I got it. Barn disturbance on 10th.
All right, you and,
We call it Roz.
Morning, everybody. Mail call.
I'm telling you, there's not many cops up here. Maybe five guys. Five and a half.
Going to need a little extra time because I have an appointment sometime this afternoon with a landlord that I'm going to give this check to as a down payment for a place I saw in the village yesterday.
Hey.
Barney, it's a one bedroom, has a balcony and hardwood floors, Barney. Hey. Hardwood floors.
Congratulations.
Hardwood floors.
So, where'd you find an apartment?
Hardwood floors.
Well, I guess they all grow up and leave the roost eventually.
Leave the roost?
He seems genuinely unhappy that you're leaving.
I don't know why.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he's grown accustomed to your face.
Well, Barney, I mean, it's not like we had an arrangement or anything.
Oh, of course not.
I mean, it was just temporary from the beginning, you know?
Of course, yes.
Barney, sometimes these things work out, sometimes they don't.
True.
You know, he did make a damn good quiche Lorraine, though.
Barney, don't be afraid.
Well, this is not fear. This is a slight pigment deficiency.
Boy, take it easy, Copper. I know my rights.
Don't give me that right stuff. You can't be on the
sidewalk. What the hell is everybody staring at, you
just
pleasant?
Shut up!
You talking to me?
You know who I'm talking to?
Ojo, what the hell is going on here?
Captain, we have a 1052 here. Public nuisance disturbing the peace.
Yes.
This is Louise Hellman, the victim.
Ma'am?
Say hello to Captain Miller.
Hello. I was publicly abused.
She loved every minute.
Shut up, Sammy.
That dummy said vile, obscene things to me.
Don't you call my friend a dummy.
Sammy, would you please?
Outrageous, filthy, disgusting.
Oh, can you just stop with your mind?
Oh, just, let's just hold it down, huh? Well, Joe.
Who's that guy?
It's Captain Miller.
Thanks.
No mention.
So he was there yelling all these filthy things. Miss Hellman here, and she was shouting back at him.
Yeah, she hit me. Why don't you say something?
Sammy, would you please?
You're a sick piece of wood.
Let's just take it easy.
Captain, I'm very sorry. I really am, but there was nothing I could do.
And you are Mr.?
Oscar Leeds.
Mr. Leeds?
I'm terribly sorry.
I told him to stop, but he wouldn't.
Sammy! Oh, come on, for God's sake.
Sammy.
She's making a federal case for crying out loud.
Just hold it down, will you?
Barn, you want me to call Disneyland East?
No, let's hold off a while. Well, Joe, let's get some information from Mr. Leeds, please.
Wait, Barn, over here.
What are you talking about? I didn't do anything.
Just sit down.
Shut up. Don't be abusive.
Just be quiet. Raj, you want to take Miss Hellman's complaint?
Certainly, Captain.
I have never been so embarrassed.
Oh, take it easy, kid.
You wouldn't believe the filthy things he said he was going to do to me. I always thought they could only move their hands.
It was like a classic case of schizophrenia.
Could be.
Studies have shown a number of such cases involving ventriloquists.
I bet they have.
I bet this guy's a bitter, frustrated, possessed individual. Bet he puts on a hell of a show, though.
Afternoon.
Hi, Barney.
Inspector.
Hi, huh?
Got an apartment.
Huh? What do I care? Huh? Big deal. Hi, Bond.
Inspector.
I gotta go to the bathroom. What's your language? There's ladies in the room and a puppet here.
Puppet?
What's with the dummy, Barney? Huh? Escape from a lumber yacht?
All right, come on, get out of there.
All right, all right. You don't have to be so insensitive.
Look, hurry up, man. I've got an appointment. And no reading.
Right here. Well, Captain, a lawyer here for Leon Bedell.
I'm Captain Miller, Mr.
Johnson. I'm Mr. Bedell's lawyer. Get a load of the dummy. That's a dummy.
Very good, Leonard. Very good. Your client's in the bathroom. We'll be out momentarily.
Oh, yeah. I see. I'll just wait right here then.
Of course.
Thank you.
Your lawyer's here.
You sure?
You finished?
Bang! My lawyer. Fern. I've seen it so. You're looking great. You got it. Now!
Oh, God.
Oh, my God!
I said nobody move.
You hear him?
Ev, hands in the air. Over your heads, everybody. All right, put that thing away now.
Be quiet! Nobody talks! Nobody says nothing to my brother, shoots!
Honey, I gotta put you on hold for a second.
That's the last of the guns.
Yeah, here, take this too.
Are you going, Vern? I can't cover all these people myself.
I don't want it. It's dangerous.
Vern, I need your help. Nobody move. All right. Into the cell. Everybody into the cell.
Leon, you're not going to get away with this.
I'll get away with it. Into the cell.
Leon, there's not enough room in that cell for everybody. Come on.
What, you want me to shoot half to make more room?
All right. Everybody in the cell.
Barn.
Crying out loud.
Oh, Joe, we got civilians up here. Come on, in the cell.
Yeah, Barney's right. It's for everybody's good. Come on, honey. I'll help you in.
No, Barney, please. Everybody.
Come on.
It's so close in here.
Oh, I know.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
Come on.
All right, everybody's getting in. Take it easy. All right.
The key. Draw out the key. Now yous are acting smart. Nobody gets hurt.
Yeah, great. Nobody gets hurt. We get away. Come on, Leon. Here we go, huh?
Hey, you got any guns, rifles, shotguns?
We don't have any of that stuff up here.
Leon.
Mr. Bedell, now listen. You've probably considered this, but if you haven't, just think of this. There are 170 uniformed policemen downstairs.
157, sir.
Levitt.
6 in court, 7 out with the flu.
Thank you very much.
Sir, bug going around.
157?
Fern, don't worry about it.
Leon, let's get out of here before somebody finds out. Well, we still got the chance.
Sticky situation.
Bit of an understatement, Dietrich.
I mean, if they don't kill us.
Who's your boss?
What is it you want, Bedell?
Oh, you're right. We're wasting time. What I want is, I want you to get on the phone with your people, and I want you to tell them, I want you to get a safe passage to the airport, and a plane, gassed and ready to go, and cash. I want $500,000 in small bills.
Well, may I inquire as to your destination?
Algeria.
What did he say? Algeria. That's in Africa.
Hey, listen, you better make some of them out in traveler's checks.
I'm frustrated, huh? There's nothing we can do about it.
I should have wired that down payment.
Leon, you know. Ah, the telephone! It's ringing. The phone. That's it. The phone is ringing.
Answer it. Answer it.
Let me out of here.
Nice try. But I ain't stupid.
Right. 12th Precinct, Captain Miller here. Colgan. Listen, Colgan. We're not going to be taking any calls for a while. Want to reroute everything? Yeah, listen, while you're at it, would you get me headquarters? I'm afraid we've got a bit of a situation here.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I like the word. Situation.
Hello? Yeah, this is one of the terrorists. They want to talk to Captain Miller.
Yeah, sure. They want to talk to you.
I'm not talking to anybody in this cell. I'm sorry. It's just too hot.
All right. No funny business. I'm dangerous.
No.
Admit it. I'm not really that bad of a guy.
You better stay away from me.
There's a dummy in there.
Why didn't I notice that before? We're holding a dummy prison. Don't talk crazy, Vern.
Captain Ellis speaking.
Say, you're actually kind of cute.
Listen, if you want to talk to me, just talk to me. You don't have to use that grotesque piece of lumber.
I don't know what you mean. She means, you gruffy little no good, that if you don't even have the guts to speak your own mind. No, wait
That's
a minute.
That's the first step, Oscar.
What?
Admitting it to yourself.
Well?
I want to send somebody up to talk to you.
They're stalling.
Leon, let's talk to him.
No talking. No, I gotta think this thing out. Here, watch him.
Where you going?
I went to the bathroom.
Again?
I'm nervous.
Bedell?
And then don't talk.
Bedell, your brother needs help.
I am helping him. I'm just not gonna stand by and see him put in prison for life.
He needs psychiatric help, Mr. Bedell, in any court
would
in the land.
Shut up! Shut up! Hey, what's going on?
Hey, you two!
Hey!
Leon, one way or another, they'll get us. It's no use.
Don't say that!
It won't work, Leon!
Well, if you're gonna lose your enthusiasm, give me the gun.
No.
Vern, give me the gun.
I won't.
Oh, don't treat me like this in front of these people. It's embarrassing.
All right. Here, take it.
Oh, Vern. Oh, wrong person.
It's for your own good.
Oh, what a
Leon, it's for your own good. Oh. Leon, you need help, Leon. Help.
I needed help 2 seconds ago. Do you believe what he did? You're ridiculous, Vernon.
Don't call me Vernon. I hate being called Vernon. Now, don't call me Vernon.
They'd never get away with it. You know, they'd slip up somewhere.
I think we got lucky.
Luck? Luck had nothing to do with it, would you? It's your criminal element, you know? They got these little flaws in their brains. That runs in some families. They can run along to my family. But see you all around. Don't forget to send out your laundry.
Okay, let's go in the cage. Come on. In the cage, let's go. In you go.
Listen, everybody. Goodbye. I really must be running along.
Wait a minute. What about Mr. Leeds?
I think that I would just like to forget about the whole ugly business.
Oh, great.
Besides, I don't really think that he meant all those things that he said. The man just hasn't been himself lately.
That's the way you feel. Barney? I just got in touch with Manhattan South. They said they'll send a wagon for the Bedells.
Okay.
You got anything else you need me for?
Not at the moment, no.
I gotta make a call, Barn.
Hardwood floors.
That's the one.
Hey, you can take off now. So she ain't gonna sign a complaint.
I see. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Don't mention it. What happened?
What?
What's the matter with it?
Oh, he's dead.
Dead?
I guess the excitement was too much for
him. Well, I'm sorry. I know how close the two of... Oh, God.
Barney, I got it. The apartment is still mine.
Oh, good.
Barney,
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Thanks, Barney.
So, when are you moving in?
It's vacant right now.
Uh-huh.
Look, man, I'd really like to, you know, I'd really like to thank you for letting me live in with you.
It's all right. My pleasure.
I know.
happens to us now?
You get taken over to Manhattan South and I'll hold you there until you're arraigned.
They'll take care of him, won't they? The captain said they'd help him.
They'll take care of him. Barn?
Mr. Leeds, You're free to go.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Is he dead? Congratulations.
Thanks.
Water. I need water.
Yeah. We'll keep working on it.
Get me a doctor. I need a doctor. How about a worn blanket? How about an aspirin? Will you look at me an aspirin?
Here's a pandemonium fun fact. Abe Vigoda, who plays Fish, a broken-down cop who looks like he might drop dead at any second, was in real life very healthy and highly athletic. TV just doesn't add 10 pounds, it adds 10 ulcers. Now stay tuned for more Barney Miller, only on TV Land. ¶¶